this golden dome lies an uncooked, unrisen, unbaked souffle.
You all know that voice. It's been imitated in parody on Saturday Night Live.
Cut along the backbone to the Pope's nose like so. Oh! Oh! Now I've done it. I've cut the dickens out of my finger. Well.
And in the new film that's coming out Friday.
Before she changed the world, Julia Child was just an American living in France.
Shouldn't I find something to do?
What is it that you really like to do?
Eat.
And we are so good at it.
That's Meryl Streep as Julia Child, America's beloved French chef and star of three TV cooking shows, all filmed in her Cambridge, Massachusetts kitchen. Just before she moved to California, Julia Child donated that entire kitchen to the Smithsonian Institution. The exhibition opened on August 15th, 2002, Julia Child's 90th birthday. Curators at the National Museum of American History had reassembled the kitchen exactly as it was, except one big piece was missing. Weekend Edition food commentator Bonnie Wolf went to the museum last week to see some pots and pans.
There are 23 gleaming copper pots, 47 items altogether on the pegboard, which include things like a tin butterfly, tin fish molds, cast iron cornrow dishes, black steel pots, a pineapple corer, even a branding iron with the initials JC on it that was given to her by an admirer. And with this wall of pots and other items, Julia Child's kitchen at the museum is now whole.
Bonnie Wolf caught up with the exhibition's co-curator, Paula Johnson, who described the kitchen.
It's so amazing. This kitchen is such a simple kitchen. And now everyone has these fancy billion-dollar kitchens. And she didn't ever go that way.
It's deceptively simple. I mean, at once, it's accessible to people. I think that, people look at this and they're a little surprised at how kind of ordinary it seems. There's no, granite countertops here. This is what she really wanted,
butcher block. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the garland and her relationship to the garland.
Yeah.
Stove,
yeah.
Range.
Yeah. Julia Child purchased this garland range in the early 1950s, a used restaurant range here in Washington, D.C., and it's a six-burner. She and her husband then moved it up to Cambridge, and it was her favorite range for her entire life in Cambridge. She swore by it, never wanted to have it replaced. It served them very well, and she joked about, taking it with her to her grave if they could ever find a grave big enough for the two of them.
I'm Julia Child. Bon appetit!
Writer and director Nora Ephron donated a few objects from the film to the museum. They will be housed in the museum's collection of music, sports, and entertainment history, along with Dorothy's ruby slippers and the Fonz's leather jacket. There's a scene in the movie where Julia is racing through Des Hilarins, the famous Paris cookware store where Julia did get a lot of her copper pots. She flings them into a basket. Probably not the way the real Julia would have treated fine copper pots. But Julia wasn't a snob. She thought pots and pans were for cooking, not looking at. Near her stove, on more pegboard, are one or two copper pots and a lot of wherever aluminum cookware from the hardware store. She loved them, too. Bon Appetit was set up as a temporary exhibit, but it's been so popular that the museum has extended it indefinitely. Now, visitors will be able to study the kitchen with no missing pieces. No doubt, Julia would want you to go home afterward and cook something.
This is Julia Child. Bon appétit.
Bonnie Wolf edits NPR's Kitchen Window and is the author of Talking with My Mouthful. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.